Hammer Arup's offices in London at an event called the Penguin Pool, which is a kind of celebration of data and design. And, well, we've seen some fantastic stuff already. Matt Webb, who on Twitter is at Genmon, G-E-N-M-O-N, of Berg Design. The thing that really got me about what he said is he said that data boils off our cities like ether from an alchemist's still. And he showed some representations of data to make them kind of more human. And the other thing he said that really struck me was this idea that we should be looking at data as if it were a material, like wood, to be sculpted and interpreted. Lots of designers and architects here, not many physicists, but that's such a physics way of putting it, that we see data as a material from which we can build things that are interesting and useful. But yeah, fantastic. Really, really great talk. And then another fantastic project, Archetypo. Michael Johnson from Johnson Banks, which is a design studio, and Ravensbourne, a collaboration where it's really about type. And as those of you who know me will know, my dad was a printer, and I've been around printing since I was a kid. Some of the earliest things I remember is the smell of printing ink around a screen printing works. This is all about creating type using 3D printing. It's absolutely amazing and brilliant, and a brilliant project. One of the transformations of type took 84 hours to print on a 3D printer. But as an example of the representational power of 3D printing, it's really fantastic. And so that's the Penguin Pool. The Penguin Pool is exploring that sort of stuff. What a brilliant event. Great thing to do. Right, that's a quick audio boo. I'm going to have a wander around. I might take a photograph of some of the type to show you. But fantastic initiative.